balances itself out and then gently brings itself down to a perfect landing after you hear a sonic boom. It's just incredible to watch. As I said, that was science fiction until just a few years ago. Blue Origin, SpaceX made it possible, and now you have this other science fiction becoming reality, the original Captain Kirk finally, officially becoming an astronaut.
Isn't that incredible? That's absolutely amazing. And the cool thing was that and I watched it all on CNN, we could see it all. I mean, I saw the booster land, and it's like science fiction, only it's real. Unless we find out that this was done on a soundstage in Southern California and it really wasn't done out in West Texas. I don't think so. I hope not. Stay where you are. More to do. Michael Shouts, former communications director for NPRI, will join us. We will talk about everything going on. He is the founder of ShoutsCreative.com. We'll find out what that is about. And we'll talk hardball politics. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Trying to keep inflation under control, the Biden administration worked to open the Port of Los Angeles and the Port of Long Beach 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. President Biden says steps are being taken to relieve supply chain bottlenecks and move the stranded container ships that are driving prices higher for American consumers.
The Port of Los Angeles announced today that it's going to begin operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This follows the Port of Long Beach's commitment to 24/7 that it announced just weeks ago.
Both the ports account for 40% of all shipping containers entering the United States. As of Monday, there were 62 ships berthed at the two ports and 81 waiting to dock and unload, according to the Marine Exchange of Southern California. The Union for Hollywood Crew Members, under pressure and reevaluating after a long pandemic shutdown, is threatening to bring film and TV production to a halt.
The union wants a deal on fair and safe working conditions, rest and meal periods, and pay for its lowest paid workers. Matthew Loeb, president of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees International, cited a lack of urgency in the negotiations for setting a strike date. Union members include cinematographers, camera operators, set designers, carpenters, hair and makeup artists, animators, and many others. Rebecca Ryan with the Cinematographers Guild says what we learned from the pandemic is that employers can change the way they do business if it's in their interest to do so. I'm Jennifer King.
Millions of retirees on Social Security will get a 5.9% boost in benefits for 2022. The biggest cost of living adjustment in 39 years follows a burst in inflation as the economy struggles to shake off the drag of the coronavirus pandemic. The COLA, as it's commonly called, amounts to an added $92 a month for the average retired worker. On Wall Street, the Dow down a fraction, the NASDAQ up by 105, the S&P advanced 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 404. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Southwest Airlines continues to work on returning to normal, with McCarran's top air carrier experiencing under 100 flight cancellations yesterday. That's a far cry from the over 1,000 flights, or 28% of its schedule, which were canceled over the weekend. The airline blamed the problem on the air traffic control issues and bad weather, but some travel experts disputed Southwest's explanation, saying it's more likely that some pilots who opposed the airline's COVID-19 vaccination mandate took part in a work slowdown. The pilots' union says that's not the case. McCarran officials say folks traveling on Southwest should at least check their flight status before heading to the airport. Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate is holding steady at 7%. The county is still in the moderate category for the first time since the state mask mandate was announced in July. Golden Knights forward Chandler Stevenson scored the winning goal off his skates in the third period, handing the Seattle Kraken a 4-3 loss in their debut to the National Football League. Las Vegas gave up a 3-0 lead in the second period before grabbing the win against their brand-new Pacific Division foe.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, major delays downtown with that construction going on. Only two lanes available there on the 515, westbound at Eastern, eastbound at Main Street. And remember, the Las Vegas Boulevard on-ramp to U.S. 95 northbound, that is closed for repairs all throughout the month of October.
Gather around!
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three,
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two, live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Always good to be with you, and always good to be with Michael Shouts, the former communications director for NPRI, now the founder of ShoutsCreative.com. He is a political columnist, and he joins us now. Michael, always good to have you on. Tell me what ShoutsCreative.com is going to be.
Basically we help people, organizations, and businesses tell their story in a way that actually gets changed. So, you know, whether you're an organization such as NPRI or you're just an individual, if you want to get out there and have better messages and better visuals to tell your story, that's what Shouts Creative will help you with.
That is absolutely great. I've got to ask you, because it's been in the news over the course of last week, and that is Secretary of State Barb Zagafsky has informed the Attorney General's office she will not allow the authors of two petitions to increase the state sales and gaming taxes to withdraw those measures from the ballot. And I guess my question is, we have is this a constitutional crisis where you got the Secretary of State essentially thumbing her nose at Aaron Ford?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I don't want to see the taxes on the ballot, but I got to tell you, it's really refreshing to have somebody in office that actually respects the words written in the Constitution. It puts an interesting, you know, strain in the executive branch, obviously, because you've got AG Ford, who initially said, yeah, they can, pull it back. So if this goes to court, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, given that we know AG Ford is not behind Zagafsky's interpretation of the Constitution here.
Okay, so now, is this one of these things that if you simply read the text, you read the four corners of the document of the Constitution, that this is fairly, I mean, this is pretty plain language. This is not something we got to read between the lines, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, Ford's initial argument here was, well, it doesn't say anything about you not being able to withdraw the petition, so clearly you should be able to. But as Zagafsky pointed out, the Constitution says that she shall move the process forward. And the word shall in the Constitution means you have to. It doesn't mean that it's optional. It doesn't mean that you can decide whether or not you want to do it. It means that you have to do it. So I think her reading of the Constitution is right on here. And it kind of goes to a bigger problem. I mean, this is something that we've seen a lot from these Democrats lately, where they really just say that the Constitution says whatever they want it to. I mean, we saw that with the tax increases in 2019 that they claimed they didn't need two-thirds support for. And now we're seeing it again here with this, you know, backroom deal to impose a new tax and then get rid of the threat of a ballot initiative, and with really no legal standing.
I want to take you in a totally different direction. This president, President Biden, faces a host of economic crises on a whole bunch of different fronts. Supply chain, inflation, a record number of Americans quitting their jobs. How does this president get out of the way and get out of this mess that he has created?
Well, I would love it if he would get out of the way. That's the problem, though, is this president with this particular party and this political culture, he's not going to. There's no way that he's going to be moving out of the way. And you can see that just by the way that Jen Psaki responds to the questions about inflation. And him and pretty much everybody in the upper echelons of the Democrat Party right now just refuse to acknowledge the major problems that we're facing as consumers and as workers. And because they don't want to face it, because it would be unpleasant for them, they're going to continue down the same road that they're going right now, and things are probably going to get worse before they get better. That's the pessimist in me. Now, the optimist in me is, you know, that's waking a lot of people up to issues that they wouldn't normally be woken up to. When people all of a sudden see prices going through the roof at their grocery store, when people are noticing that things that used to cost, you know, very insubstantial amounts just yesterday, all of a sudden, is really a burden on them, that's when they stop and they say, okay, I'm going to start paying attention to some of this that's going on. And that's a real opportunity for people who want to talk about getting government out of the way.
Well, and if you even look at the price of gasoline, it's gone up, what, 10% just in the month of September? 10% in 1 month. Now, the question is, will this have an impact on the elections in 2022, the midterms, will this impact congressional, you know, Senate, House elections?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it has to. And when you look at, you know, presidential years and the midterm elections, you always see that there's that midterm election is kind of a reaction to what happened in the first 2 years of the presidential term. And so it will have a major impact with it, especially when you start thinking about what the margins actually were for Democrats in the last election. They weren't that good, even though, you know, yeah, you can say, sure, they got the White House or what have you, but start looking at some of the down-ballot races, and they really did not fare that well, which means that people weren't necessarily jumping on board with their vision of how to govern the country. There were just happened to be a lot of folks who weren't all that jazzed about President Trump, for example. So they've got an enthusiasm gap that is growing right now as people are struggling economically, and down-ticket Dems should really be concerned about that.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us, the former communications director for NPRI, the founder of ShouseCreative.com. He is a political columnist. You did a wonderful column in the Nevada Independent last week relative to school choice. Can you go through some of the nuts and bolts of that column?
Yeah, I mean, it was inspired by, you know, the woman who helped write the 1619 Project, which is, you know, the New York Times piece talking basically about how we've always been a racist country. She was out there taking shots at school choice activists, saying that they already have choice, that they can homeschool or they can send their kids to private school. And it just struck me as terribly elitist. I mean, it was very much the Marie Antoinette, oh, just let them eat cake. Because obviously, if you don't have disposable income right now, which increasing numbers of Americans don't, you don't have the financial resources to send your kid to private school or homeschool. And so that was the inspiration of it. But what I realized was most people who are opposed to school choice don't seem to really understand what school choice is. Clearly she didn't, because she started advocating for open enrollment, where kids can choose the public school that they can go to. And that's a form of something school choice activists have been fighting for decades. So it just struck me as strange how you've got folks who really view people who disagree with them as just absolutely evil, horrible monsters, and they don't bother to listen to what the proposals are. And right now, we've got the opportunity. We've got a ton of people out there who want to listen. You know, she's not one of them, but a ton of people who otherwise wouldn't pay attention to things like school choice or inflation or anything else, that all of a sudden, they're interested in hearing what you have to say, and you've got to speak to them before they, you know, before they start thinking that you're a monster because they've never heard your side of the story.
We've got an election coming up before the midterms that is a vitally important election if you are a Republican Party member in the state of Nevada, and that is the election coming up this weekend in Winnemucca for the Nevada Republican Party chair. Michael McDonald is the leading candidate right now. He is the longest standing chair in the country among Republican folks. And I guess my question is there any competition out there for Michael McDonald? Is he going to walk through this election pretty easily?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure, because one of the things that I've noticed within at least the Republican circles that I've been talking to is people are really disillusioned with the party in general right now. And this is both, you know, big-time Trump supporters and people who are not big-time Trump supporters feel disillusioned with the Nevada Republican Party right now because they don't feel like it's done a good job of preserving their brand. And if you look at the registration numbers, I mean, that speaks for itself. There's a huge number of unaffiliated voters right now, many of whom are former Republicans or maybe even lean Republican, that just don't want to be involved with the party as it currently is. So regardless of who wins, the Nevada GOP has a serious challenge ahead of it, saying, okay, how do we find out what people are concerned about and explain to them that we are the answer? Because so far they have not been doing that for the last several years.
Again, more with Michael Shouse, the founder of ShouseCreative.com. He is a political columnist, and he's a smart, smart dude. We'll talk with him more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, on
online or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Michael Schaus is the former communications director for NPRI. He is also the founder of a new company, ShousCreative.com. He is a political columnist, and he joins us. I know all of us have been mesmerized by the news in the National Football League, and right here in Las Vegas, John Gruden stepping down as coach of the Raiders. He loses his job because of a bunch of emails collected over 10 years that were misogynistic, homophobic, racist, et cetera, et cetera. And now we have, again, my smartphone is blowing up, that Katie Couric says that a former Supreme Court justice has some comments about folks, NFL players taking a knee and all of that. Is John Gruden going to be the only person that loses their job as a result of this NFL purge?
Yeah, ultimately, no. Being from Denver, Colorado, I'm legally obliged to hate the Raiders, so none of this was terribly bad news. But no, I mean, this is something that you're going to see more and more, and it's kind of disturbing because yes, people who are truly homophobic, truly misogynistic, truly just hateful human beings, they probably deserve to be rooted out and lose their job and what have you. But you're not going to see this in. This is going to be used as a political tool for people within the NFL or within any organization to root out people that they just dislike. Because you're going to see more and more of this. And just like the woke culture in general, the threshold for what is considered absolutely intolerable is always going to be lowered. So regardless of whether or not you think, this particular instance, it was justified. It's something I'd say, watch out moving forward, because sooner or later, if it hasn't happened already by your standard, sooner or later, somebody that you do care about is going to be losing their job in a way that you think is not justified.
Is everybody going to have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they're not misogynistic, homophobic, racist, etc.? I mean, is that going to become the new standard that everybody's going to have to open up their email trove over the course of the last 10 years?
Well, unless you hold the right political beliefs. I mean, keep in mind, if you remember when Kevin Spacey was first accused of some sort of sexual misconduct, one of the first things he did was come out and said, well, I'm actually a gay man, and he tried to endear himself to what he considered a politically advantageous group of folks, thinking that that might save him to some extent. And that's kind of the danger there, is when you start looking at the woke culture in general, especially on the left, but you see some elements of it on the right as well. People are growing increasingly intolerant of each other, and they're using it as a tool to bludgeon people that they dislike politically, not just people who are actually horrible human beings who might, like I say, deserve to be outed for who they are. So it's kind of a slippery slope argument, and it's one of those things, sooner or later, it's going to come and start getting people who really are not misogynistic, really are not homophobic.
So how do we get it to stop?
The biggest thing to understand is that this is a small group of folks who are leading this charge, and not just in this case, but I mean in general, when you're talking about the woke culture, the cancel cultures, as a lot of folks call it. It's a small group of very, very vocal people. At some point, it's going to become politically advantageous for people to start ignoring them. Especially because they're starting to eat their own. I mean, when you look at revolutions throughout history, look at the communist revolution in Russia, for example, when people became disillusioned with the communists, it was after the communists took power when they started killing their own supporters. That's when people got upset. And you're kind of seeing this happen culturally with folks in the cancel culture, where as they start turning on each other, more and more people, I mean, Bill Maher being a huge, aggressive, now being a huge supporter of free speech rights and a huge critic of the cancel culture, folks like that, it's going to take them standing up to really tamper this back down in our culture.
Michael, let me ask you, though. This was the product of 650,000 emails. And my question is, in the universe of the rest of the National Football League, not just the Washington Redskins, what are there, 65 million emails? Are there more emails to go through?
I'm sure.
But I'm saying, is Gruden going to become the only one, or is it possible there's 65 million emails from people like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or folks like that, big star players?
Yeah, I'm sure that there is. So, I'm sure that pretty much everybody in your audience, if somebody was to go through all of your emails, they would find some stuff that doesn't look good. And that's because it's out of context. So, again, there's probably some folks who said some truly horrendous stuff, and there's probably some other folks who just said stuff that could be interpreted as truly horrendous. The question of whether or not they, too, will be outed really comes down to, what kind of political power the powers that be want to flex. And if they've got a problem with somebody, let's say that they had a problem with Brady, yeah, you might start seeing some of those show up or some of those leak to the press or something like that. So I think there's probably a big sense among a lot of